This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It is straight up and down, the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Well, what did our president do to us now, I ask? Are Americans going to find themselves more in danger with this news that came out that our president agreed to a $400 million ransom for four detainees that were released? Now, of course, they're saying it wasn't a ransom. It was just coincidental that the four hostages were released at the same time that $400 million in cash made their way to Tehran. So what's the big whoop here? Interestingly enough, the follow-up reporting, which now the reporters are starting to do their jobs, have revealed that, we've got more American hostages. You know, people will do that which they get rewarded for. So if we reward hostage takers by way of giving them ransoms, this is why it's always been America's policy not to do this. But, the president unilaterally, once again, with his cell phone and his pen, decided to put America more in danger. Here's what Fox had to say about it.
Wall Street Journal had an exclusive report yesterday, late today, and now everybody's got it. The same day that four American hostages were released by the country of Iran, earlier that day, under the cover of darkness, we believe, the United States sent an unmarked cargo jet. There you've got the hostages landing in Geneva. They've been loaded up in Tehran. Earlier, an unmarked white cargo plane with $400 million on wooden pallets in Swiss francs was delivered to the country of Iran. And right now, people are saying, wait, that's hostage money, right? That's ransom money. No, the administration says it's not. It might look like it, but indeed, what that was part of $1.7 billion we owed to the country of Iran after that 1979 arms deal and the fall of the Shah of Iran.
Yeah, they say that it's the settlement actually is resolving a decades-old dispute. But others are going, this looks a whole lot like ransom money.
Do you think?
And Donald Trump tweeted this earlier, and he has a reason behind it. He says our incompetent Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was the one who started talks to give $400 million in cash to Iran. Scandal! Exclamation.
Nothing has gotten better since we cut this deal, and now we find out no one was honest with us about what's involved with this deal. Bottom line is, Iran can start a nuclear program after 10 years. And what do we give up to get our guys back? And what's happened since? Two more Iranian Americans have been captured, and we never found out about a long-term hostage, Bob Levinson. Meanwhile, Jim Hansen joined us a short time ago. He served in Army Special Forces, conducted a lot of counter-terror ops. He knows what this is about.
It's absolutely a ransom. You know, I mean, I don't know any other reason why you would stack Swiss francs and euros on pallets and put them on an unmarked plane to fly them to Iran. It makes you wonder whether the Iran deal itself was written using cutout letters from a newspaper. In high-stakes poker, there's a saying, if you don't know who the chump is at the table, it's you. Well, unfortunately for us, Obama and Kerry are those chumps, and they have been played by every world leader that they've come in contact with. They have made every American now a target for a tyrant who knows they can get a payoff. It's a horrible situation. They've made us demonstrably less safe.
So you've got four Americans released who had been held hostage, and then there's $400 million in that airplane. Remember the American sailors who were taken hostage. And, of course, we were told that no money was paid regarding that. But we didn't know about this, what apparently was ransom money, either. You got to wonder whether or not there was a secret deal regarding that.
I'll tell you, America, we should only be so lucky that the chumps would be the president and John Kerry. It's not the president and John Kerry. It's we the people. We're the chumps. And this is what happens when, you know, we do not exercise the power of we the people in our Constitution. Even Mr. Kahn the other night said, hey, we got a copy of the Constitution here. Well, good for you. You read the Constitution. Everybody reads the Constitution. And let's realize that we are a constitutional republic, or we continue to lose this like we're losing it right now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's an us kind of thing. If it's going to happen, United States, okay, not bifurcated, not hyphenated. Well, I'll tell you, you know, people would like us to be fighting amongst ourselves and tearing this country apart, you know, one hyphenation at a time. And, you know, meanwhile, they keep doing what they want to do. You know, what do you make of this $400 million? And here it is going to Tehran and all these other, you know, deals that we made that supposedly there's no way they're going to be going nuclear, and there's no way that we're going to, you know, pay any ransom money, and there's no way that you can't have your same doctor. I mean, the lies just keep on coming. You know, America, when are you going to say enough is enough? And speaking of lies, our next guest is going head-to-head with one that continues to have place. And, you know, the fact that we're even talking about this, I mean, I don't know about you, but it kind of galls me because, you know, again, when do you say enough is enough? I mean, we're talking reparations here for hundreds of years of slavery. This is what they're talking about. Well, Aubrey Shines is with us right now. He's the founder of Glory to Glory Ministries, located in the inner city of both Tampa and Orlando, Florida. He is a Chicago native who began ministering in the Cook County Correctional System in Chicago, Illinois. Aubrey Shines, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Fantastic, Bill. Always great being with you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, let's go head-to-head with this Black Lives Matter situation. The president has given them place, you know, and this is one of those issues that, and we can thank the president for this. I don't know who else to thank. Well, we can thank the media because they've also given them a lot of ink and time as well. And at the end of the day, you go, hey, is this helping the cause or is it hurting?
Oh, it's destroying the cause. But again, Bill, you and I know this, and a lot of your listeners, because they're informed because of your show, know this. But let's say you have someone that's just kind of tuning in. Here's the reality. The black lives, I don't even call them that. I call them black lie, L-I-E, because if black lives really, really matter, then they would be protesting in Chicago, where 97% of all crime murders are actually from blacks against other blacks. And so those city statistics, unfortunately, echo throughout most every urban area of the United States of America. Here you have this organization, a false premise. It was never factual that Michael Brown had his hands up. You also have this feckless president that invites these individuals into the office. Now, what are they looking for? Well, they're looking for reparations. My question when I first heard this ridiculous notion was, well, shouldn't they then be going after Muslims? Because after all, it was Muslims that sold the African slaves, indigenous slaves, into European colonies. So what do you do with that? And Bill, go further. What do you do with the many, which people really don't know their history? What do you do with the so many black men, black people in America that also own slaves? Do you target them as well? How far do you want to go? Bill, this is no more than the DNC, unfortunately, pandering to what I call a low intelligence group where they feed them this false narrative. And I said this on a show very recently. If reparations and all these things were in the cards, when Barack Obama had the executive house and Senate in his grasp, when he controlled, his party controlled, why didn't he make that an issue then? He couldn't. He needs the votes. Hillary Clinton needs the votes. And they unfortunately, Bill, they pander to very low intelligence in the black community.
Well, I can tell you, maybe on one hand, Aubrey, I'm glad they're bringing this up. Let's just bring it all out of the shadows. Let's talk about it. I mean, if that's your issue of reparations, let's deal with the historical facts. All right. Let's talk about all the white people. All the, you know, mixed people of America that fought for their civil rights, that died for their civil rights, including a president. And now they have the gall to say they want reparations when how many generations are they removed from what happened during the Civil War?
Well,
and if, in fact, they even had relatives involved in the Civil War. And, you know, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, I'm laughing at you because you get it, of course. And I'm laughing and I'm thinking, how just insane are we that we're even, just not you and I, but that America is even discussing such a ridiculous notion like this. Again, where would you draw the line? What about the many blacks that were never enslaved, Bill? What about the blacks that lived in the North that never saw slavery? What about the blacks in the South that were part of the slave problem? How far do we really want to go down this rabbit's hole? Again, this has nothing to do with reparations. Trust me, Bill. I'm a Chicago guy. I can tell you what this is all about. This is a Saul Alinsky move here. This is, we got to drum up ignorant individuals in order to get them on the train. If we can get them to vote, I don't know why they don't realize that after 7 decades of voting for the same party, you're not getting anything out of it. If there is any reparation, maybe they should be paid by the DNC party all of the votes that they've cast in the last 7 decades for policies that failed them.
Exactly. Well, maybe reparations is, look, I'll buy you a ticket to go see Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary's America. Okay, and maybe open your eyes up to the history, really, the real history of black America and the Democratic Party. And then tell me about reparations. And let's talk about $22 trillion plus the war on poverty, which was all about Lyndon Baines Johnson saying and telling the Southern Democrats, look, we're going to get the blacks to vote for us for the next 200 years. All right?
Well, so, see, that's, you're talking, my friend. I had over 100 of our congregants on two Sundays to go out and see Dinesh's movie. Now, again, I don't mean this with any arrogance. My congregation is well informed. The conversation that you and I are having, Bill, they'll actually upload this, and so they know the issues. But I've literally, man, I have actually tried to purchase tickets for guys that, for instance, I may play golf with that don't share a historical, accurate view of America, saying, I'll pay for you. Since you're not going to read the books, let me at least pay for you. Instead of watching CNN, let me pay for you and your family to go see Dinesh's movie. You would be shocked if I told you of the individuals that say, I don't want to see it, and you ask why. Well, and that's about all that you'll get.
Right.
This is the kind of low information that America's dealing with. And I'm going to say this, Bill. You know, I'm a very conservative guy. Mm-hmm. Here's the reality. If the GOP party would just invest several, I don't know what it would take to do it, but do just 1 minute spots across black America on facts, history, get this information out there, it would force the media, the major media outlets, to begin to address this issue. If they begin, because you and I both know the GOP has the right message. Their messaging is just not up to par. Boy, I tell you, I could take some millions and turn America around if they gave me the budget.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you and me both.
Doing it, Bill.
Yeah, you and me both. It's misbranded. Or not branded at all, and this is the problem that you have is messaging. It's all about the message, and what has happened is the DNC has been able to control the message by help of the media. The mainstream media has become their publicity arm, and meanwhile, to what benefit? Are black people better off today? Yes, some that realize, look, they're not going to get caught into this plantation trap. It is a modern version. I mean, we've spent $22 trillion on this war on poverty. And what do we have for it? You know, from 15% to 15.1%?
Yeah. You know? You do. And you have worse statistics than that, unfortunately, in the black community especially. And again, no awakening because the media is failing to do its job.
Well, Aubrey, once again, you and I are on our knees, and we're looking to the one who has the answer, and I just pray that we would be given the wisdom as to how to really, truly have our black brothers and the rest of America be truly free as God had intended. Bishop Aubrey Shines has been with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
All my friends in the lowrider. The lowrider is a little higher.
Little head bobbing music, huh? We got to have that every once in a while. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live 3 hours every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if you happen to be in Hawaii, just like I am right now, it's 3 to 6 in the morning. Yes, it's early here, but you're in Hawaii, you know, so you can't complain. You know, moms across the nation are trading in their soccer mom status for a new title, business owner. How about that? Parents no longer have to choose between raising a family and maintaining a rewarding career. Franchising is helping aspiring parentpreneurs. And I love this line, parentpreneurs, achieve their dreams of owning a successful business minus the hassle of starting from scratch. Now, small businesses are the backbone of the U.S. economy, as you know, employing over 50% of working Americans. Investing in a small business franchise offers all of the benefits of business ownership without all of the time-consuming and overwhelming details. And here to break it down for us is Joseph Nativo. He's the Vice President of Finance for Kumon North America. Joseph, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, franchising is gaining popularity among parents with the dream of business ownership. You know, what's happening here, Joseph? Is I know it's been, you know, we've gone through a tough time here economically, and you know, our parents looking for another way, and now franchising seems to be the option for them to consider right now in light of what we've been dealing with.
Well, sure, because you know, a lot of people want to go into business for themselves. You know, they want to pursue that American dream. But what's nice about a franchise model is you're buying into business that has already been established. Mm-hmm. You know, so a franchise will have a proven business model and a track record. Also, a franchise will have a recognizable brand, which is going to be very helpful when you open your doors in terms of, you know, marketing your new business.
Mm-hmm.
And also a franchise business will provide lots of ongoing training, support, and financial incentives to support their franchisees. Because ultimately, a franchisor or a franchisee are they're partners, and
exactly.
The franchisor has a vested interest in the success of their franchisee.
Yeah, Joseph, I always talk about that learning curve expense that new businesses undergo, and a lot of that is mitigated when people get involved with franchisees because a lot of that early grunt work and mistakes and trial and error have already been exercised, and a franchisee is able to bear benefit of their past experience, right?
That's exactly correct. There's already a system in place. So, you know, you come in, you get trained, they provide, the franchisor will pay for lots of operating models, best case, you know, practices, training. So it's basically a turnkey operation.
Mm-hmm.
So you're buying into something that, you know, has a very high success rate.
You know, I like how you expressed, Joseph, that it is part of the American dream. Being your own businessman, being the master, the captain of your own ship, so to speak. But there are many benefits of owning a small business. Explain to our audience what you're seeing here.
Well, I think with a small business is, you know, number one, you're connected directly with your customers, your clients, because as an owner-operator, you're involved in the day-to-day. And there's a great sense of pride of growing your own business. And, you know, it can be extremely rewarding, both professionally and personally. And ultimately, also a small business owner can give back to their communities and become, you know, a real stable entity for the people that, you know, they live near.
Yeah, the businesses are really serving the community, aren't they?
Yeah, it's all about giving back to the communities. I mean, over 50% of small business in the country.
Mm-hmm. Now, what problems do aspiring business owners face?
I think sometimes they just, you know, there's that fear of just being able to jump in to own the business because, you know, they just don't know enough. So it's important that they do a lot of research and know what they're getting into ahead of time. And then sometimes business owners, they underestimate the amount of time they're going to need to devote to a business. Because, like, whenever you start a new business, you're going to have to put a lot of time into it. And you constantly have to tweak it and make changes, you know, because ultimately you have to generate a profit. You have to be able to put, you know, food on the table.
Exactly. Well, Joseph, you serve as Vice President of Finance. You're a member of the executive team for Kumon North America. You know, I want to give you a moment here to tell us about Kumon Math and Reading Centers, if you would, please.
Sure. Kumon is the world's largest after-school math and reading centers. We actually have more locations than McDonald's on a worldwide basis. We're the fourth largest franchisor in the world. And what we do is we provide an after-school program to help children complement or supplement what they're learning in school. We work with remedial kids. We work with more advanced kids for enrichment purposes. But the goal of the program is to develop confident, independent learners with the goal of studying above their grade level.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kumon Math and Reading Centers is one of the alternatives, like what we've been talking about, in terms of a business that is worth investing in, right?
Yes, we're considered a low-cost franchise opportunity. We have one of the lowest franchise fees in the industry, and we provide lots of financial incentives to help the new business owner. We provide almost $19,000 in financial incentives to help with the initial startup costs.
Okay, well, help me understand. All right, this sounds pretty good. So, what's my first step? What do I do?
Well, first you would obviously visit us at our website at KumonFranchise.com. Learn more about the opportunity, and then we'll put you in touch with a franchise recruiter that can really explain the franchise opportunity in detail. And then you come in for an interview, and ultimately, if you're accepted into our training program, there's about a 4-month training program that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you'll be prepared to open and operate your own Kumon Center. We'll help you find a location, and then we'll be there from day one to help provide ongoing support throughout your career as a Kumon franchise owner.
So you're complementing the talent of the prospective franchisee, their giftings, their talents with the systems and the programs that have been proven effective over the years with Kumon Math and Reading, right?
That's right. And you don't necessarily have to have a teaching background. I mean, we just require a 4-year college degree. But anyone that's interested in working with children and want to pursue the American dream of owning their own business, I mean, those are ideal candidates. I mean, we really want people that want to give back to their communities and help educate the youth.
Well, and the other thing, too, and we haven't had a chance to really touch on this, Joseph, but I've heard that, just the success, the success stories that we hear out of Kumon, families that were, struggling with their children, having a hard time dealing with, math and reading, the basic skills of education. And Kumon, has proven to save the day. Maybe, we got a little bit of time here. Maybe you can relate a couple of the stories that, that you've heard about from, parents that are so grateful on the receiving end of the service of Kumon Math, and then also maybe a success story on an investor.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of parents, there are lots of success stories. Child was struggling in school, just struggling with math or basic reading comprehension. And what's great about our program is it's individually customized or catered to each child. So mm-hmm. based on the child's ability, that's where you get placed in the program, and you can then progress at your own pace. And then ideally, we want those kids studying above grade level. So then there's been lots of cases of kids, totally turning around their grades and now becoming very high achievers. And I mean, I know of stories where the kids have become so proficient in math that they become tutors in their own classroom, and they're actually helping the teachers tutor some of the other kids.
Here they are. They're bringing Kumon technology and systems into the everyday classroom. How brilliant is that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, my kids, when they were younger, they were in the program, and the teachers used to marvel at, like, how are you able to do your math program, computation so quickly? You're doing it all in your head. You're doing it so fast. I mean, how is this possible? And my kids would say, it's Kumon. We go to Kumon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I saw it firsthand, just the impact the program can have on children.
Well, Joseph, to wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Please visit us at KumonFranchise.com to learn all about the Kumon franchise opportunity in your area.
Well, Joseph Nativo has been with us. Joseph, thank you so much. He serves as Vice President of Finance. He's a member of the executive team for Kumon North America. Joseph Nativo, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, 28 minutes after the top of the hour right now, America. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up. Hey, you want to chime in? Let me know your ideas. Let me know what's on your mind. Email bill@billmartinezlive.com.
Oncology C3 Prize. According to a study published in Lancet Oncology, by 2030, there are expected to be more than 22 million cancer cases worldwide. As the medical community develops innovative treatments, the need for new tools that may help those facing cancer today is critical. The Astellas Oncology C3 Prize, seeking non-treatment ideas to improve cancer care, will award $100,000 in grants and a chance to present at Stanford University's Medicine X to Shark Tank's Robert Hershevek. Mark Reisenauer, Senior VP Oncology at Astellas.
As a caregiver for my father, who recently passed away from cancer, I understand the needs and challenges faced by patients and caregivers. That's why we created the C3 Prize, and we look forward to the innovations discovered through this program.
Applications for the C3 Prize close at midnight Central Time, August 8th. Submit your ideas and see full challenge rules at c3prize.com. Void where prohibited and no purchase necessary.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this country and around the world via shortwave, hey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you along with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. New York Times global health reporter Donald McNeil Jr. is with us. He's had a long career covering plagues and pestilence for the New York Times, and whose front page reporting continues to be instrumental in focusing the nation on this terrifying outbreak. And he's talking about the behind-the-scenes story of the origins of Zika, its dramatic 2016 spread, and how it was eventually communicated to the public at large. Here with us right now, Donald McNeil Jr. Donald, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, good to have you here to, let's get some information out about Zika. Like anything, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and there's lots of opinions out there, and you're the expert. You're the author of Zika, the emerging epidemic. So you have been plotting its rise and emergence here into this country, especially with the recent reports that it's here in Florida now.
That's right. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I mean, I could start back in 1947 when it was discovered in a monkey in Uganda. Presumably it's been all over Africa for thousands of years. It went to Asia sometime, maybe in the 1960s. We're not really sure because it was never really known. It was a mild disease, and it remains a mild disease for most people. It began crossing the Pacific as early as 2007. It turned up in Brazil probably sometime in 2014. And the only time people became really terrified of it was in late 2015 when they suddenly realized that all these babies were being born with these tiny heads and underdeveloped brains, and it turned out to be kind of like German measles back in the, you know, before the vaccine. It turned out to be a disease that's mild in adults and even in pregnant women, but attacks their fetuses really viciously and can kill them in the womb or leave them blind or deaf or severely mentally retarded. So it's a serious disease for fetuses.
Well, and here we are now, and we've been talking with experts as well about Rio de Janeiro. We've got athletes that have decided to opt out of the Olympics because of the threat of Zika. You know, what do you say about that response?
Well, I'm a little cynical about the athletes that have opted out of Zika. I mean, I've noticed that many of them are male golfers, whereas the female golfers are not backing out, and male basketball players who play indoors in air-conditioned stadiums, and the female basketball players are not backing out. I'm wondering whether or not it's a FedEx Cup where there's a $10 million prize and other things like that that are the real reason people are deciding not to play. You know, Zika, I mean, Rio is far south of the equator. It's as far south of the equator as Miami is north, so they have winters there. They're not cold winters, but they're, you know, the mosquito transmission goes way down in August, which is their winter. And they had a big epidemic, so there's a fair amount of herd immunity. So pregnant women definitely should avoid Rio. The WHO is very clear on that. Whether or not other athletes, you know, need to avoid it, and whether or not they're really likely to carry the disease back in big numbers to their countries, I think that's kind of doubtful. So I think there's more fear of Rio than there needs to be. On the other hand, Puerto Rico is having an absolutely raging epidemic right now, and so are other islands in the Caribbean. So there's places where the threat is more serious, and of course, it came to Florida last week. So that's something people have to pay attention to.
Well, and that's what people are concerned about, is that, you know, we're hearing that it is spreading, as you write about, as the emerging epidemic. And now, what do we have, 4 cases in Miami?
More than 4. There's 15. For 15 locally spread ones. And there's many more than that in people who have picked it up in other countries and come back to Florida. The danger is that any one of those people who brings it back from another country might spark a local epidemic. Because the disease, 80% of all cases are silent, you can have an epidemic begin to spread before anybody realizes that there's a problem. Because even when people get it, even when you have symptoms, it's a fairly mild disease. People don't always go to the doctor, so it can be a while. And it can take 3 weeks for the test to be done. So the epidemic can be spreading, a local cluster can be spreading before you realize it.
Exactly.
I'm going to be very surprised if in Miami they actually contain it to this 1 square mile area. You know, I think that's hopeful, and I mean hopeful as in maybe wishful thinking. This is a mosquito that lives inside people's gardens, lives inside people's houses, will breed in your shower drain if it gets a chance. And yes, the average mosquito of that species only flies about 150 yards in its life, but every once in a while a mosquito gets lucky and gets caught in the breeze and travels well, and people travel too. People will travel around the Miami area in their cars, and they could see, you know, other outbreaks in other parts of the area or other parts of the state.
Now, and of course, they're reporting that this can be sexually transmitted as well?
Yeah, it can be sexually transmitted. We don't know how much of transmission is sexual versus how much is mosquito bite, but there have been a number of cases in the United States. We know it can be transmitted from a man to a woman. We know it can be transmitted from a man to a man because there's one confirmed case. There's one case where there's no other explanation than the possibility that a woman transmitted it to a man, but it was a rare sort of freakish case. So there's much less risk of that than there is of men transmitting it to women. But that's a serious risk. I mean, here in New York City, the flyers in the subways, the posters in the subways were all about mosquitoes. And I thought, you know, these posters ought to have good-looking guys from Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic on them, because we don't have the dangerous mosquito in New York City, but we do have guys who might have picked up the disease and
exactly.
They're the most likely vectors right now.
Well, just how dangerous is Zika?
For the average person, for the average adult, even for the average child, it's not dangerous. It's a mild disease. There's about a 1 in 5,000 chance of Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is scary and creeping paralysis, but that's 1 in 5,000, and we live with a 1 in 5,000 chances of all sorts of things, including traffic accidents, all the time. But for fetuses, it's completely devastating. The worst is in the first trimester, but the damage can be done any time during the pregnancy. And it's a virus that crosses the placenta and attacks the brain. And you can't kind of imagine anything worse than that.
Exactly.
For a growing fetus. Yeah. And you can see damage. I've seen damage on sonograms as early as 18 weeks, and you can see white spots in the brain where the doctor points to it and says, that's where cells are dying, and that's where the brain, that spot is where the brain grows from. He said, this baby doesn't have microcephaly yet, but this is what's going to lead to it if the mother continues the pregnancy.
The pregnancy, right, exactly. What symptoms should they be looking for?
Well, like I said, 80% of people don't get any symptoms, but when they do get symptoms, it's usually a low-grade fever, like usually not more than 100, 203. A rash is common. It's a flat reddish rash, kind of like a Hives rash, not like a chicken pox rash where you have pustules. Bright red bloodshot eyes, conjunctivitis, and pain behind the eyes, and then just sort of general aches and pains and joint pain. Those are the most common symptoms.
Now, what should the folks do if they've found that they've been bitten and they happen to be in a Zika transmission area?
Well, if they've been bitten and they, unfortunately, there's nothing you can do. There's no treatment. I mean, you can take, aspirin or the equivalent, not aspirin, but, other Tylenol, so things to lower the fever, but there's no drug for it. If a pregnant woman gets it, there's really nothing she can do except have ultrasounds every 2 weeks and follow the pregnancy as much as possible. The majority of women who get it give birth to healthy-appearing babies, but it can happen anytime. The danger signs of microcephaly don't turn up immediately. It might be weeks or a month before suddenly you realize, uh-oh, there's something abnormal on this ultrasound. And then the mother has a very tough decision to make. Does she continue the pregnancy or does she abort, and face the risk of having a child who needs 24/7 care for the rest of its life?
Well, I guess the number one question, that people have is say, okay, what can I do to protect myself, though?
Stay out of areas where the virus is being transmitted. Don't go to those areas if you're pregnant and you think there's a risk. And if you're having sex with somebody who is pregnant or might get pregnant, it's a good idea to stay out. Or if you go there, you have to practice safe sex or no sex, maybe for the length of the pregnancy.
Well, and where would you, direct people if they wanted to have some more information? I mean, certainly your book there, Zika, The Emerging Epidemic, is...
CDC.gov. Definitely go to the CDC website or the World Health Organization website or the Pan-American Health Organization. Those are the places with the most up-to-date scientific information.
Great. And your book available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
I certainly hope so. I mean, I know it's on Amazon. I see it in some bookstores. I wish I saw it in every bookstore, but I guess it's, I hope it'll be there.
Well, thank you very much for all the research and the hard work. The one and only Donald McNeil Jr. has been with us. His book, Zika, The Emerging Epidemic. Thank you so much. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything, and that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Lone river, wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style. Someday, you old dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming at you from 9 to noon Eastern. This is Bill Martinez at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Of course, Little Moon River and the voice of Jimmy Osmond. Can you believe it? He's celebrating his 50th anniversary. I can't believe this. I mean, I remember watching, if we can say this, Jimmy, Little Jimmy Osmond, when you were with Andy Williams, your mentor, as you were growing up. It's hard to think 50 years, huh?
I thought every kid did what I did, but I started so young on Andy's show. You know, my brothers, the Osmond brothers, were discovered by Walt Disney, actually, and they were already regulars on Andy's show, and so I just wanted to join the group, but that was 50 years ago, if you can believe it. Mm-hmm. And well, what a ride it's been, you know?
Well, and the other thing, too, was that the Osmond brothers were already, you know, well-entrenched, and it wasn't like... I guess you were too cute to just, you know, bring you and try to assimilate you in. And Andy says, hey, look, we're going to keep you kind of apart from, you know, from the family. And you almost right off the bat had your own identity.
Well, it's really kind of wild because I was kind of like the little mascot, if you will. I was this little kid that would run out and sing a song and then run off and then come out for the finale, you know. And then, you know, we toured the world. And at the time, I was so young. We were in Japan, and the head of Sony came to my dad, who didn't know the word no, and they said, wouldn't it be cool if your son could record in Japanese? And so I was the first one in my family to ever record and have a hit record, but it was in Japanese, and I was 5 years old. It was a song called Chichana Koibito, but that's what kind of started me having my own records. They were all kind of novelty, kind of, you know, kid records. And yet I would still tour with the Osmonds and would tour the world together and be part of the group. But it would really bless my life to have my own identity. Emotionally, it helped me because you weren't so enmeshed, you know, in a group. But if you had to be enmeshed in a group, being in the Osmonds is a good group to be a part of.
what a blessing. What a blessing. I mean, because here you are.
Unbelievable. To still be friends after all these years with your siblings that have gone through you know, all that we've been through, is really lucky, I think, in the entertainment business. That's something to celebrate, not the 50 years in show business. It's the fact that we still love each other and we still work together, which is quite unique, I think.
It really is. And, Jimmy, you know, we're glad to hear that because, you know, today it seems that so much has been lost. Families are in such a disarray here in America. And the Osmonds and other families have been, you know, families that we've admired and looked to and have appreciated. And the Osmond family, I mean, your whole family story has been such a blessing, you know, to all of America. And here it is, you know, internationally as well. And
well, you know, what's kind of amazing is we still, you know, do 100-plus shows a year, my brothers and I, and I'm doing my own show now, which is a tribute to Andy Williams. But people come to the shows. And there are so many wonderful, good people and families and people that want to remember the quality. But it seems like, you know, the stuff that we turn on the news today, you know, it seems like we reward bad behavior. But that isn't really the norm. I mean, there's the vast majority are good people that have family values and you know, push back the world a little bit. And it's quite wonderful for me to see that because sometimes you watch the news and you can kind of get a little callous in today's world, but there's great families everywhere. And I'm encouraged to know there's a vast majority of people that are good people, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It's uplifting on many levels. And I think that, you know, maybe we're coming back to that point where, you know, we're so hungry for hearing, you know, good news and good stories. You know, I always feel like on this show, we try to, you know, present stories. Yes, we're presenting the news and politics because we want people to be aware and intelligent with what's happening in their world. But we also want to give them an opportunity to hear, you know, the good stories that people are doing. I mean, for you, you know, celebrating 53 years, I know people are blown away like that. They're going, you know, 50, it's hard to think that, but it goes so fast. And Andy Williams, I you know, I grew up watching Andy Williams as well. I just so appreciated you know, his skills and his ability and warmth and you know, hosting his TV shows. Tell our audience about Andy. I mean, you got to know him really well. I mean, all
well,
things
he was,
considered.
He was like family to us, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I say, my brothers were the featured act on his TV shows, which were kind of like the equivalent of today's America's Got Talent or something like that, you know, that kind of exposure. And we were on it every week with him trying to reinvent ourselves and come up with something new to stay on his shows. But he was the pioneer of variety television.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, the who's who of old Hollywood, would go on his shows. And in turn, we had the opportunity of working with just remarkable people from Sinatra to you name it, you know.
Yeah.
And later in life, it was a really happy story for me. Because this year does mark my 50th year having worked with Andy, and we ended up building theaters next to each other in Branson, Missouri. And before he passed away, he said, "Jimmy, I want to be known for my music. I want that to continue. I want the tradition of our Christmas shows and my style of show to continue." He asked me Performing Arts Center there.
Right.
And I've been producing these shows, and people are coming from all over the world to see him. And now we're taking the shows to them. You know, I'm touring this show now called Moon River and Me, which was a pet project of Andy's. And
Right. It
celebrates the award-winning music that he's had and, you know, the treasure trove of footage of all of the wonderful people that were on his shows. And people are loving it, and it's been so fun for me. I talk about full circle to end up, you know, keeping his legacy going and producing the Christmas shows and which is where I started, you know.
Right.
So it's kind of a really neat experience for me.
Well, what a ride. I mean, to think at 3 years old, who would have thought 50 years later you would be in charge of the legacy and mantle of one Andy Williams and, you know, that comes with his blessing, right?
I own his theater and with his family's blessings. Mm. I'm taking this Moon River and Me show out, and we've taken the Christmas show out to Europe and around the country. And like I say, I think people really are just craving going to something that makes you feel warm and fuzzy and remembering the easier day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a part of that and having people forget their troubles for 2 hours when they come to these shows is really a neat thing to be a part of.
You know, you mentioned the Christmas shows. Those were always real special. I mean, that, you know, was all part of the staple of, you know, 60s America was the Christmas shows of Andy Williams. I mean, just so much fun.
Yeah.
And with the Osmond family, I mean, it...
Do you remember the Cookie Bear?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, sure.
Yeah, yes. I used to be, do skits with the Cookie Bear on the on the Christmas show. I still have the Cookie Bear costume.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Well, and speaking, I mean, here, 5 years old, let's go back, and you were talking about, you know, you're recording, you know, a record in Japanese. I mean, at 5, you're still trying to learn English, and now your dad, you're never saying no, business manager, father says, oh, yeah, he can sing Japanese,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, looking at all the different experiences that we've had, it's just been such a tapestry of neat opportunities. But it all began with Andy Williams. He was the guy that stuck his neck out for us, and he continues to bless our lives today.
Well, and as you say, you know, with your family, you know, with Donnie and Marie and the rest of the siblings, and the show continues, and you're still performing pretty regularly there in Branson, right?
Yes, and not only just in Branson, but, you know, Donnie and Marie perform in Las Vegas quite as kind of a residency. Mm-hmm. And my show, Moon River and Me, will actually be going to Vegas here as well later in the month. But we're touring all across the country. We're going to Indiana next, and then New Mexico. And then I take the show to the UK for 27 shows there.
Wow.
And so hopefully the show will continue, because it sure is a lot of fun to do, and people seem to really love it.
Well, yeah, without a doubt, especially in Andy Williams Theater. I imagine that would be something they'd want to see with some regularity there, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you know, we over Christmas, you know, we'll do, you know, 6 shows a week there. But I also have a lot of other artists that perform at the Andy Williams Theater, and like Terry Fader. You remember Terry? He'll be there this weekend. But I'll have over 400 shows that I'll produce there, including our Christmas shows. And again, we're taking these shows out on the road as well. But, yeah, you know, I think, like I said earlier, people just can't get enough of remembering these songs that were the music of their lives.
And, exactly.
And, you know, I don't sing like Andy Williams, but when they hear the songs and it takes them back, and they hear the guest artist that I have on the show that sings songs, Andy's songs as well, they just love it. And we're getting young kids coming now, which, you know, because that whole 60s vibe is kind of cool for these young kids. And I've got this guy that was on Britain's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. He's only 19 years old, but he sings like Michael Bublé and Andy Williams together, you know. I mean,
wow,
that's great.
Well, Jimmy, congratulations on your 50th anniversary as a performer this year. Congratulations on the tour, and, you know, of course, the blessing of the Andy Williams, you know, family to, you know, take Moon River and Me on the road to all these places. Now, if people want to follow you, whether it's Branson or in Europe, where can they go for more information? Is there a website?
Well, yeah, we have a website called AndyWilliamsShow.com, which will take you to the Moon River and Me and site and show you the shows that are going on there.
Well, that's great.
Or you can go to AndyWilliamsTAC.com and see what's happening at the theater in Branson. But, you know, people can...
The IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This